Restoring My Soul, Monday the 29th of September, Predestined to Adoption. Writing to the Ephesian Christians, Paul explained that God the Father predestined us to adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ. Obviously, adoption is fundamental to God's purpose and plan for mankind. It is therefore important for us to know what the adoption refers to and how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's purpose for us is accomplished through the process of adoption. The Lord God, Hebrew Yahweh Elohim, is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who live in the fellowship of one Spirit and one life. They are a community or family. Their fellowship is the kingdom of God. To be made in their image and likeness is to live by their one spirit and life as a part of their family. This is the high calling that God has for every person. The process through which the Lord's purpose for us is accomplished is described by the Apostle Paul as the adoption. The scriptures teach that the adoption in its totality refers to the redemption of the created human body with its spirit and soul. Highlighting this point, Paul said, "We also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body." The redemption of our body delivers to us the substance or inheritance of a spiritual body. This body is necessary for eternal life and fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the new heavens and earth, being as spiritual as it is physical and as physical as it is spiritual. The redemption of our body will happen on the day of resurrection at the last trumpet, when our natural body, having been sown in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, is raised a spiritual body. The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 1 verses 5 to 6, Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, Romans chapter 8 verses 23 to 25, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 44, 51 and 52. For further study, Ephesians chapter 1.